One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited salah upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah narrates that we were present in the company of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when somebody came and said that there is a young man who is in the throes of death, but when he is being invited to recite the kalima, he cannot. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, did he read namaz? Then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, let's go towards him. When they reached him, they asked him to recite the kalima, and he again said, I can't. Why? Somebody said. It was answered that he disrespected his mother and she was upset with him. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then asked whether his mother was alive. They replied, yes. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, call her. Once she was called, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is this your son? She replied, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what if there's a big fire and he was to be thrown inside and you could intercede for him? Would you help him? She said, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, I would intercede. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, forgive him. She said, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I make you and Allah azza wa jalla witness that I forgive him. As soon as she said this, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to recite the kalma shahadat, and then he left this world. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are big lessons to learn from this hadith mubarak. For those who disrespect their parents, be warned. By disrespecting your parents, you are in fear of losing your iman. Look at the status of this amazing person, and yet, because he disrespected his mother at the time of death, he could not recite the kalma. And it was through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was saved from eternal damnation and eternal punishment. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we treat our parents as if they are our servants. Do we not know what Allah Azza wa Jal says in relation to this? Have we not learnt from the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verses 23-24, translation from Kanzul Iman? And your Lord has ordained that you do not worship anybody except Him, and treat your parents with kindness. If either of them reach old age in your presence, do not say uff to them, and do not rebuff them, and speak to them with the utmost respect. And then in the next verse, translation from Kanzul Iman, and lower your wing humbly for them, with mercy, and pray, my Lord, have mercy on both of them, the way they nursed me when I was young. Your Lord is well aware of what is in your heart. If you are worthy, then indeed He is oft forgiving for those who repent. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we ignore the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The ayats of the Quran taught us to behave well with our parents. The ayats of the Quran commanded us to be nice to our parents. Yet today, we treat them like servants. Today, we have little respect. In the society that we live in, the status of parents has deteriorated generally. And it is a shame that in the Muslim society, in Muslim culture, Islam taught us that parents had an amazingly high position. Yet today, in our society, we have relegated their position to those of servants. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the status of parents was amazing. Allah Azza wa Jal, where He mentioned His worship, together with that, He mentioned respect for parents and honoring parents. This is how important this conduct was, that the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the sustainer of all the people, said that you must respect and honor your parents. You must appreciate your parents. You must recognize the amazing amount of effort that they have put in to get you where you are. Their love and affection for you is unparalleled. Yet today, we are ignorant of it. Today, when we get older, we ignore the rights of our parents. Today, we do not know what the status of our parents is. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, while describing the conduct and mannerisms towards parents, writes that a child should listen attentively to what the parents say. Today, unfortunately, we live in a society where we shout at our parents. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that when the parents are standing, the children should also stand. And yet today, parents can walk in and we're sat down, lying down, and we totally ignore the fact that they walked in. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, we should follow through their instructions. We should obey their commands immediately. And yet today, when parents ask us to do something, we either ignore it or tell them we can't do it. Our great scholars and our elders had taught us never to even walk in front of your parents, as this was disrespectful. And today, we shout and scream at our parents. They taught us never to raise our voice in their presence, even if we weren't talking to them. If your parents were in the room, we were commanded by our scholars that we should never raise our voice in the presence of our parents. And yet today, we raise our voice at our parents. Allah. They said, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, present yourself when they call you and humble yourself in their court. Wait for their commands. And yet today, our parents wait for us to give them time and we don't have time for our parents. Be eager to please your parents. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi writes, and today we're eager to please our friends, our family, our wives, our children, but our parents are last on our list. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi writes, be gentle towards them, yet we rebuke them. Do not boast about the favors that you do for them. And yet today we remind our parents of the favors we do to them. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it's time to think about our actions. It's time to contemplate who we are and where we're going. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned many times in the Holy Quran about respect for parents. Allah Azza wa Jal orders us to think about the favors that He has blessed us with in the form of parents. Whoever respects their parents and cares for them actually thanks Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever is obedient to his parents is actually obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. In a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, it is stated that Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu narrates that Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal is in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal is in the displeasure of your father. Allah, Allah. Such an important and crucial hadith and barakah. Today, we make sure that everybody else is pleased with us. And we have this concept where we think, oh, parents don't matter. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, your parents are the two most important people of the world. Unfortunately, the shaitan has led us down this path of a misconception that everybody else matters. And your parents, because they've been there from the beginning, they don't really matter. But the Quran and the Hadith tell us that the most important people in your lives are your parents. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah, that he says, I saw a person walking in front of his father, and so asked him, what is your relationship with this person? He replied, this is my father. Hazrat Abu Hurairah said, do not call your father by his name, do not walk in front of him, and do not sit before him. This was the honor and respect that the Sahaba Ikram taught us in relation to parents. Hazrat Abu Darda reports that he heard Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the father is the best gate amongst the gates of paradise. If you wish, you can waste it by being disobedient to your father, or if you wish, you can preserve it by being obedient to your father. And then Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu states that to look at your father is an act of worship, like looking at the Kaaba is an act of worship. To look at the Quran is an act of worship. Can you imagine, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the status of looking at the Holy Kaaba and looking at the Quran, and then you are rewarded similarly if you look at the beautiful face of your father. And today, we travel thousands of miles to go and place our eyes on the beloved Kaaba. But every morning, we have the beautiful face of our parents in front of us, and yet we turn away. We turn away from gaining this great reward. Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to appreciate. It's time to appreciate this amazing gift of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The importance of respect for parents is clear in many, many ayats of the Quran. In Tafsir al-Naimi, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan ala rahmatul Rahman says that all the gifts of Allah are after you are born. But parents are such a gift that it is granted to you even before you come into this world. Allah. This is why he rahmatullahi says, Allah Azza wa Jal orders respect for the parents. They bring you up with exceptional hardship. They have hopes tied to you. Their life evolves around you. And Mufti Sahib says, this is why it is important that you respect them. He goes on to say, Allah is the real creator, but He, Azza wa Jal, has ordered that parents are the way that you are brought into this world. They were the creation that Allah Azza wa Jal used to get you into this world, and therefore you should respect them. Mufti Sahib then goes on to say, your parents are unique. You know, we treat everybody in the world with respect that they deserve. When it comes to parents, we ignore them. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the most unique people in the world for you are your parents. You know, their relationship is amazing, because no matter how much you achieve, they're always proud of you. They're never jealous of you. Whichever relationship it is other than this, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that a brother can be jealous of a brother, a sister can be jealous of a brother, siblings, cousins, whatever the relationship, uncles. But parents, it's such a relationship where if you excel, they will be proud. If you do even better, they will be even prouder of you, and they will never get jealous. This is this amazing gift of parents. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi then says in Tafsir al-Naimi that even in animals, there is this love for children. But the difference for human beings is this, that the animals love their children,
But because the children are themselves animals, they don't appreciate the love, the affection, the nurturing that the parents have given. And when they grow older and they can fend for themselves, they simply move away from the flock. And they do that, they live their own life. But Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that in respect of human beings, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it farz upon you to obey your parents, to recognize their nurturing and their blessings, and then to act upon it. We're not like animals. Yet, unfortunately, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we behave like it when it comes to our parents. How difficult at times have our parents seen? How much have they sacrificed to bring us up? Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, the good behavior and respect for parents is an important and crucial form of worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla enjoins being grateful to him and being grateful to your parents. Akath sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, serving your parents is more loved by Allah Azza wa Jalla than even jihad. And it is obligatory upon you to ensure that you do not upset your parents. If you want to check if Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with you, then according to the Hadith of Mubarakah, the rationale of it is this, that check if your parents are happy with you. If your parents are happy with you, Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with you. So your life should evolve around keeping your parents happy. Because if your parents are happy, then the Creator of the heavens and the earth is happy with you. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with you, what else do you need in the world? And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, disrespecting parents, upsetting them, is haram. Allah's agreement is in the agreement of your father. Allah's happiness lies in the happiness of your father. A Sahabi said, I left crying parents in order to migrate with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pyare Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him back and said, go and make them laugh the way you made them cry. Look at the status of the Sahaba Ikram, the amazing Hazrat Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu. He was in the time of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but didn't get the status of a Sahabi, but was the best of the Tabi'een. Why? Because he was in the service of his mother. And it was because of this that the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was mentioning Hazrat Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala to his beloved companions. And Hazrat Uwais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala's ranks were raised to amazing levels through service to his mother. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we live in an era where dishonoring parents and disrespecting parents is rife. There are many reasons for this. We've got electronic media that carries some of the burden. Children's minds are more open. They have an upbringing where they quickly want to be independent. They don't recognize the favors that parents have. Today, children are disrespectful to their parents because they don't appreciate all the hard work and effort that's put in. They want the short-term gain. They don't recognize that in the long term, they are damaging both the life of this world and the life of the hereafter. They don't realize how sacred their parents are. Parents, unfortunately, are scared to even advise their children. Today, we live in a society where, unlike olden days, where children had respect and fear of parents, today, parents are scared of being disrespected by their children and are scared to the extent that some parents say, we fear that the child might hit us. Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, disrespecting parents is one of the major sins. It is recognized as one of the signs of judgment day, one of the signs of Qiyamah. There are three types of people Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that their farz and nafl will not be accepted. The first, the one dishonoring parents. The second, the one who gives sadaqah and then boasts about it. And the third, who denies destiny. Allah. How many of us is there? Well, we think we're doing good deeds, but our parents aren't pleased with us because we disrespect them. But we think we pray our namaz, we do this, we do that. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that your farz and nafl are not accepted until your parents are pleased with you. And if you disrespect and dishonor your parents, then you can carry on working all your lives, trying to please Allah azza wa jal. But the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal lies in the pleasure of your parents. Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also indicated in the rationale of the hadith of Mubarakah is this, that he is far from the mercy of Allah who dishonors and upsets his parents. And then the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, repeated this 3 times. That he is far from the mercy of Allah who dishonors and upsets his parents. He is far from the mercy of Allah who dishonors and upsets his parents. He is far from the mercy of Allah who dishonors and upsets his parents. Today we think, where do our calamities come from? Where do these problems after problems come from? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, ask yourself whether your parents are displeased with you. Have I said something to my parents that has upset them? And then I am away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and as a result of my disrespect or upsetting my parents, I have now been thrown into severe problems. Hazrat Awam bin Husham radiallahu anhu says that I was in an area traveling when at the time of namaz a grave opened up in the graveyard and a man came out with the head of a donkey. He hee-hawed 3 times and then went back into the grave. I was amazed and astounded by this. There was a lady sat near the grave. When I inquired as to this horrific scene, somebody told me that this was the son of this lady. He was an alcoholic. When he came home after drinking alcohol, his mother used to advise him, "Oh son, fear Allah Azza wa Jal, stop drinking." And he used to turn to his mother and say, "Stop nagging me like a donkey." Astaghfirullah al-Azim. He died after Asr. And now every day after Asr, his grave opens up, and he comes out of the grave with the head of a donkey and he hawks 3 times and then he goes back into his grave. Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, a horrific scene. And some of us will be sat there thinking, well, I don't do that. I would never say that to my mother. But fast forward on, my dear Islamic brothers, and think about the terminology and the words we use. Stop nagging me, mum. Mum, you always say the same thing. You always cook the same food. These are the words we're using. Okay, we don't use the word of talking like a donkey. But we use similar words befitting today's society. Oh, the old man just keeps carrying on talking. He keeps nagging me. He's off again. Oh, then, and you swirl your eyes around, pretending that here we go again. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if we do this, does it make us any better than that son who said to his mother, "Stop nagging me like a donkey"? And what will happen to us in our grave if we die without repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if you have upset your parents, you said something to your parents, this is the time to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What will we do if we are punished in our graves for the words that we have used, from this piece of flesh that was in between our teeth, has uttered things that have hurt the hearts of our parents? What are we going to do? How are we going to deal with it? How are we going to live our life in the hereafter if we die in this state? Today is the time to sincerely repent in the court of Allah. If your parents are alive, rush towards them, embrace them, make them happy. Do you know, for your elderly parents, there is nothing more important in the world than you to sit down with them for a few moments and speak to them in a nice way. You know, they long for that. They've lived their life. Their life evolved around you. You've grown up. You've got your own life. You've got your own wife. You've got your own children. But the time is there to realize that they now need you. When you needed them, day and night, you would follow your mum around all day. When you wanted some food, you used to say, Ami, I feel like eating this. And Ami, whether she was ill or whether she was healthy, she used to stand there all day making food for you. She used to make calls to your dad and say, he wants to eat this today. Can you bring it so I can make it for him? And today, your mother is sat lonely in her house waiting that one day my son will come and talk to me. What is life coming to? What have we done? What have we achieved in the world? Where are we going? When our mother is sat there day after day hoping that you will visit. When our father is sat there, his life revolves around us. And he's sat there thinking, will my son visit me? You know, my dear Islamic brothers, what have we come to? What have we achieved in the world? Our great jobs? Our fast cars? Our big houses? And yet our parents are sat there praying in the court of Allah that the son comes home and spends a bit of time with us. Our parents are sat there thinking, is he going to come home? And is he going to take me to the doctors? And yet it's the same father when you were ill. He got up in the middle of the night and he took you to the doctors. And in countries where there's no free medication, he paid for his hard-earned money. And today, you think twice before buying medication for your parents. You think twice, I haven't got the time, get a taxi and go to the doctors. And then you pretend that there's nothing wrong with him, he's just putting it on. He wants a bit of attention. He's an attention seeker. Those of you loving Zalik. But dear Islamic brothers, even if he's doing it for that, whose attention is he wanting to seek? Is he wanting to seek the attention from the world? Or does he want your attention? That little son he carried about. Does he want your attention? And if he wants that attention in his old age, is it a wrong thing? Can we not give, we can give our mates time. We can chill out every night. We can cruise around in the cars. But we can't give our parents 20 minutes every night. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. We have in our homes the two most important people in our lives, our mother and our father. The Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam command us to lay ourselves before them. They command us to be good to our parents, to make them happy. And your world should evolve around their happiness. No matter what they say, if they get to that age where they say things that you don't like, that is the test. If they said perfect things and you behave perfectly, there's no kamal in that. There's no thing special in that. It's when they say things that are going to hurt you and you still turn the blind eye, because that's exactly what they did when you were a child. Then I finally finish with the ayat of the Quran I started with. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, listen to this very, very carefully. Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us, Surah Bani Israel, and your Lord has ordained that you do not worship anyone except him, and treat your parents with kindness. If either of them or both reach old age in your presence, do not say uff to them, and do not rebuff them, and speak to them with utmost respect. And lower your wings humbly for them, with mercy, and pray, my Lord, have mercy on both of them, the way they nursed me when I was young. Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us the tawfiq to recognize these two amazing personalities in our lives and give us the tawfiq to humble ourselves in their court and be kind to them. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.